So now I'm going to ask everybody to do something. I'd like you to take about, I'm not going to give you long because I want you to let it come quick. I'd like you to pick three words for the year that you want to embrace. Three words that you want to experience, embrace, and use as a direction. Okay? So take, just relaxing into it and see if you can pick your words. One's okay, two is great, three would be ideal. Somebody does. I thought you moved. Welcome. Thank you, John. John will grab some. All right, so how do you feel? Anybody pick some words? Can you share them? No? Come on, just spit out a few.
Joy.
Random.
Joy.
Joy.
Enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm.
Peace.
Patience. Wait, I have two ears, but they don't work like that.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
Patience.
Patience.
Rejuvenation.
Rejuvenation. Ooh, I like that.
Leadership.
Leadership, yeah.
Ease.
Ease is nice.
Can do.
Can do. Can do. I can do. All right, so you feeling pretty good with your words? Okay, here's the part where you may not like me. You may not use your word if you cannot define it. Do you have any mission statements, affirmations, vision, things that I've seen where people say, they want to know, well, I'm going to use yours, joy. How many of you can define the word joy? If you can't define it in simple language, preferably English, you don't get to pick that.
A feeling of brightness and a feeling where you're glowing from the inside out forward to what you're doing.
That is the best definition of joy I've ever heard. Okay, you can use hers if you didn't have your own. All right, but this is where it's really important. Welcome. Were you coming to tap?
Yes.
Okay, welcome. Come on in. Do you have chairs?
Chairs.
Thank you, guys. Okay, Alan, your intuition on numbers?
I was way off.
I said 14. How'd you know?
Okay, so do we have any comments or questions on the words? I'm going to give you more, but right off the bat, is there anything you want to ask me? I promise we're going to tap too, but I've got you on New Year's. I'm not going to let the opportunity go. All right? So here's what I want to share with all of you tonight. And I wanted you to pick words. Most people come to Thursday night tapping because they're under stress or they feel stuck or limited somewhere. But it's a really unique time. It's the second day of the new year. So I want to give you the benefit that I received from two private clients today. And interestingly enough, I've got like 7 booked by Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm glad I took yesterday off just to rest so I could be ready for them. And I have a workshop, by the way, Saturday. If you know any veterans, I wonder if I have any more printouts on that. There's a free healing for veterans. And then in the work is a retreat and free healing nights for veterans' families. So if you're interested in that, let me know. I can email you all the directions. It's a really cool thing. That's being set up, and they invited me to present EFT. So here's the deal, guys. 2014. Want to make it a good year? Yes? So I'm going to give you a couple of reasons why it's really, why the three words could really benefit you. And then we're going to use the rest of tonight to tap on any hesitation or limitation in that. So, okay, that's kind of interesting. Well, this is going a different way than I thought, but all right. So I have a confession to make. I have an amazingly wonderful, delightful life. I actually have the essence, the frequency, the vibration, and the experience of everything I have ever wanted. I'm 51 years old, And okay, I was a little slow. It took me 51 years. But I have everything that I have ever deeply desired. And I have an experience of fear that I shouldn't say that to people because why would they like me? Who would relate? But I am saying it to you tonight because it's a unique thing to share with you. And thank you for not, you know, leaving the room. And so here's the thing. How does somebody get to align with everything that they personally want? Well, there's a lot of work to that. First of all, you have to separate what you want from what people tell you you should want. Right? And it was really hard to separate that from what my mother thought I wanted and what, you know, at large looks like. So there was the work of the separation, but then how's the other thing? How do you align with what you want to have a really great life experience? And it's tough on this planet. Does anybody know the answer to that? Okay, you can't say it. Does anybody know the answer to allowing what you want into your life? Well, good, you're the perfect audience. Clarity on where you want to go. Think of your business. Think of work. Okay, everybody in the room probably has worked. If you haven't worked for a paycheck, you've worked for somebody, right? Husband, child, parent. So when you work, isn't there an end goal that you know you want to accomplish? A project. There's some end goal. Yes? Even in school, if you have an assignment, there's an end goal. Somebody tells you what they need for you to complete it, right? If they didn't tell you that, could you do a good job? Would you show up to be hired if somebody told you, you know, I don't really know what I want to pay you. I'm really not sure what it'll look like if you're successful, but, you know, show up Monday. Are you going to do that? No. Clarity. Define what it is you want to accomplish this year. And please don't make it so big that it's ridiculous. So how many of us have wasted a decade? Maybe, okay, so three. I'll admit three. How many of us wasted a decade or more in saying we wanted things that were so big that we never got started? Yeah, thank you. Right? Yeah, okay, drop that. That's done. You did that. You explored that. You did a great job. Now pick something else. Pick something doable for 1 year. Pick a goal, an experience, a feeling place, an accomplishment that you can measure and that makes sense in 1 year. That if you told somebody you were going to do it in 1 year, they wouldn't politely nod and leave. Somebody that would say, well, that makes sense. That's what you want to pick. 1 year. Could you commit 1 year of your life to having clarity, to aligning to something you want? I'm not saying you have to stop there. I'm just saying give me a year. Right? We tend to pick those really big things, and then a year goes by, and you're like, oh, what did I do on that? All right, so here's what I perceive is my secret of great happiness. And if you email me, I'll send it to you. I have a mission statement for every aspect of my life. I know who I want to be as a healer. I know who I want to be as a teacher. I know who I want to be as a mother, as a wife. I know who I want to be in the world. And because I know that, and there's nobody to be accountable but myself, I get feedback from other people. In knowing that, I know when I'm off course. But even better, when I'm having the hurt feeling, emotional, icky thing, I know how to get back on course. Have you ever gotten emotional and reactive and not known what you're doing and you just make it worse? That's because you don't know where you're going. So pick where you want to go, but pick realistically for 1 year. Picking three words to explore, like Claudia can really define joy fabulously. So if she's having an icky day, she could say, wait a minute, that's not what I said I wanted. I want to glow. I want to feel like I'm expending energy that feels good to me. I want to know this experience. Now, what choices would I make? What thoughts would I think? What words would I say? And what actions would I take so that I can have that experience? If you know what you want, you guys are pretty intelligent. Y'all got here in Houston traffic. right? You could get it. But you got to take a few minutes, and I took you as a captive audience today, to figure out, what do you want? What is it you want? Then when you're lost and you're in pain and you're in your old junk, you can stop and say, okay, I feel bad. And now, what action, what word, what thought, what do I do to realign to where I want to go? So, you know, planes, they have coordinates, right, to get to their destination. And did you know that planes, all the pilots do, or the technology does, is get the plane back on track? Wind currents, temperatures, I don't know, there's expansion, there's all kinds of technical things. But planes are never really on track. And that's why they need people or machines to fly them. They have to keep pulling them back to aim in the right place. How can you do that if you have not decided where you want to go? Good? Good thought? And that vague stuff that some of you are playing with, well, I just want to be happy. Yeah. No. Define it. Because what's happy to you today is different than what was happy 10 years ago. What makes me happy today, yeah, I didn't even comprehend it, you know, 20. Right? And what gives me joy at 60 is going to be different than what gave me joy at 30. So get serious about your business. Pick a target. And when you feel lost and you feel frightened, tap to make space. And then the second part of the formula, pick right action to align you with where you want to go. I always teach it's two parts. Thursday nights are usually about tapping, but today you're getting double. Tapping is a clearing technique. It clears enough space that you can let something new in. But you have to put the new thing in or you're not going to make the progress you deserve. So I'm giving you a shortcut right now. Pick what it is you want to experience. What new emotion, affirmation can do. I like it. Pick something you want to experience this year. And then take your mind off the, you know, pie in the sky dream and focus on this year getting aligned with that. When you're focused, even if it seems a small thing, you would be surprised at how much it will bring you if you stay focused on what's doable. So often I work with entrepreneurs and people with prosperity, and if they're jumping to like, well, you know, I want to be a millionaire. Well, yeah, really? Have you made 50 grand a year yet in your entrepreneurial business? 60? 70? You can't jump too far. Because then all you do is procrastinate and all you do is get distracted. So really pick something that you could define and that you could literally write on paper what it would look like if you accomplished that in 2014. Is that doable? It's not a resolution, it's a direction. And if you get really good about what you can do in 1 year, you will be amazed what happens for you. Is there a comment behind that expression?
I'm not gonna say it right now.
Provoking criticism is fine. Okay, so I ask you this. Are you the same person who last week said, I'm still living at home and think I'll never have sex and move out again?
Yeah, I mean, that was just some thoughts that came and went.
So, but here's the thing. You've created these amazing spiritual experiences. Is that accurate?
Spiritual.
Okay, so you can go for the one big hit, or you can go for the overall life experience. There's not a right or a wrong. I teach from a place from go for the overall life experience. And the overall life experience doesn't happen in one big hit. Those are fun and magical. I love magical moments too. But I want the consistency.
Right.
And if you want the consistency, you have to come at it from two places. You have to come at it from heart, but you also have to come at it from mind. Or actually, what's going on in this day and age, we're balancing feminine and masculine energy.
Yeah, but you're just picking, like, you're going by, like, some stuff that came up for just a few minutes while I was tapping, and that's not, like, my overall experience. Like, right now, there's amazing healing happening with my mother and me and our relationship, and there's so much love. Like, it's amazing. It's unbelievable. And
you think that came without you being focused on something you could accomplish?
It's not something that, like, the way it's turned, I could not, I mean, I never, ever, ever, I wanted, like, I prayed for healing of my relationship a long time ago, but never would I have been like, I'm going to move in with my parents and live in a spare bedroom and heal.
Okay, I don't think that I said define the how and the when. I don't think I said that, because I never teach that.
Okay, so then maybe I'm confused about what you're saying about defining.
Define something you want, have focus, and align with it. So if you wanted amazing healing with your mother, if she attacked you, provoked you, ignored you, disappointed you, instead of being reactive from an emotional space, you'd say, but you know, I really want healing. What would that look like for me? And you would show up differently. Does that make sense? So it's, and guys, you know, there's no right or wrong. You can't get it wrong. It's your life experience. But I always teach from a place, how can you do it faster, easier, and have a better time? And the truth is, you want to balance feminine and masculine energy. The feminine energy is, I want healing and love between my mother and myself. And the masculine energy is, well, then how do you show up? What do you say or not say? What do you think you need, and what do you let go of needing? Because I don't care how much healing happens, she didn't give you everything you deserved as a human child.
No.
That ain't a coming. Not this lifetime, not this planet.
No, and I'm not a child anymore. She's not the same person anymore. It's like about, you know, meeting her where she is now.
And I'm saying the meeting her would be easier if you had clarity that you want the healing with her. Oh, and you didn't pick it, is what you're saying. But you did say that you prayed for that at some point.
Yeah, a long time ago, you know, I just, like, a prayer came through me, and then I just didn't think about it, and I didn't really define, I didn't know how that would look or anything like that. It was just something that kind of came through me.
And you don't know how to look, and you can't really define it. You never get to pick the how or the when.
Well, and I'm thinking, like, what I'm thinking of is, like, when I started my own business, all I wanted was to get out of cubicle, and I'm just like, I just want to get out of cube farm. And then one thing led to another, and then the next thing I know, I own several businesses, and I'm making like $500,000 a year, and I'm having experiences like I never had before, meeting all kinds of new people. And, you know, I wasn't like trying to make money or anything like that.
What was your goal? Get out of a cubicle?
Yeah, that was my only goal.
So I would say, have a little more clarity. Well, I can only go by what I've heard you say in here. And so where is that money? Where is that experience?
This is where I complain about. Yeah, this is where I get out, like, the...
Okay, so I receive what you're saying. So let me give a bigger disclaimer. If you're really happy with your life, well, first of all, you're in the wrong room. But second of all... Don't take my advice, although I will tell you that I do have, beyond what I believed was possible, the essence of everything I've ever wanted, and I don't want it to stop. And so I really looked at, well, how could I help other people get this, and what am I doing right so I can continue to do that and teach that? And the biggest thing, I work with a lot of people, the biggest thing is clarity. And yes, I've had amazing miracles in my life, but the consistency of what I've enjoyed and what I hear other people want will only come with clarity, because we're emotionally driven. We have a lot of hormones and chemicals in our bodies. Our brain can do all kinds of funky stuff. Nutrition can affect us. If you don't have clarity, you can't get on track to what you want consistently, and it's a painful, slower go. So if you're consistently creating what you want, disregard my advice. You're already doing it. Share it with us. Teach us. But if you want a more consistent, powerful experience of human life, clarity is the biggest issue. And the things I see people shortchange themselves in over and over is lack of clarity, or they pick clarity with something so big they self-sabotage it. Or they let in millions of dollars and then lose it. I'm assuming, only because of what you said last week. So, again, you can't get it wrong. It's your life experience. I'm just saying, if you want to have a rocking good time, pick clarity. That's it. But, yeah.
The evolution of this long-term goal thing is a fascinating thing. For 10 years, I wanted one career position and got disgusted and left the organization.
But one career position is not clarity on what you want. That's trying to define the how and the when. Clarity on what you want
was the leadership role of a whole organization. It wasn't a how or when.
Oh, okay. So you want leadership of a whole organization.
And I got disgusted with the organization and left and was gone 15 years, and they hired me back for that position. I had held it for 10 years and then abandoned it, and when I let it go, the how and the when, the universe worked in it. I got hired back for that position.
And so it does work exactly like that. When you let go of your attachment and you let go of the how and the when, you can actually resonate with what you've desired and created clarity on. But what I'm inviting you to do that's different, and I do believe that. And no, I didn't come successful in my business in a year.
Because I'd given it up and thought it was gone.
That's because there's no attachment to the outcome. So your resonance is different. But what I'm inviting you to do to fast track is pick something doable for 1 year.
Oh, for 1 year, all
right. 1 year. Doesn't mean give up a bigger dream. It doesn't mean give up the magic that pops up in miracles. But really see who you could be in focusing. Pick 3 words to explore. And really have some attention and intention on those 3 things for a year. And what will happen, your capacity to trust yourself will grow. And yes, unfortunately, spirit world, the universe, source is never on Earth time frame. Ever. They don't have time there, just us. All right, so I'm going to give you another 30 seconds to think of your words. And you can just pick one if you want. Pick something you think is doable for a year, and that at the end of the year, if you really experienced it, recognized it, felt it, explored it, expanded it, contributed it, received it, that you would really be feeling good. Okay, so everybody feel like they have a word for themselves? Can't get it wrong, it's just for you. So at the end of 2014, if we all actually came back together here on January 2nd, a year from now, could you imagine that you could be like impressed with yourself, that you explored that one thing? It doesn't mean you eliminate other things. It doesn't mean you let go of long-term goals or that you let go of, you know, big miraculous undertakings and happenings. But is it just something you would like to have for yourself? Yep. All right. So anybody want to give me some of those? Joy, I really like that one. Ease, I like that one. Can do, I love that.
Teaching.
Teaching. Feel the call to be a teacher.
I was a teacher.
And you want to teach again?
I want to teach again.
And there's all kinds of teachers. Filter? Powerfully filter?
What?
Filter?
Filter?
Filter information, experiences? Or what you say?
Yes.
You need to filter what you say? Is that your pick or you just right now?
No, that's what's out of control.
Okay, so you have a tendency to express more than people want to receive?
I used to be a very positive person and careful with my words.
If you're positive, you never have to be careful with your words.
Well, okay, so I didn't have to be careful with my words. But here lately, I have to really be careful with what I'm saying because there's no filter.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
No. If you didn't filter your, when you don't filter your words, what happens? Are people hurt? Do you create chaos? Is there negativity?
I'm blunt, direct, and to the point.
So am I.
It, like, I'm not playing games. If you want to
answer, I get paid a lot of money for that.
This is my answer. And people,
I get paid a lot of money for that. So give me a little more. You're on target. Give me a little more. All right, do you see what's happening here? This is an example. Thank you for being so brave. This is an example of somebody creating clarity. If you don't ask good questions, guys, you're playing old tapes. You're playing stuff other people taught you, told you, other people's experiences. If you don't ask yourself really good, thought-provoking, action-prompting questions, a year's going to go by and you're going to wonder what the heck you did with it.
No sugarcoating anything. And it's not that you're
not cruel.
No, I'm not either. But in the past, up until this year, things were not, I wasn't bold and I wasn't blunt and I wasn't direct. But when I talk, people are like shocked.
Do they curse you? Do they hit you? Do they run away? Do they fire you?
But they get offended.
They tell you they're offended.
You don't have to tell me, you can see it on their face. You know, it's like in the past, things were perceived.
Let me ask you this. When you speak to somebody else, what is it you want to accomplish?
I want them to get it. I want them to...
Get what? Your opinion, your point of view, your intelligence, your knowledge, your wisdom. Do you see how many questions there are? I mean, is anybody else getting what she's saying? Well, but you see her outside of this. Does anybody else clearly get what her dilemma is?
I think what the dilemma is that instead of coming from a positive place, she's saying things out of negative intention. Is that true?
It's not a negative intention. It just seems like there are times when it's okay to talk, and there are times when it's not okay to talk.
Well, I have a rule that helps me if you want it.
Yeah, because
only give that which will be received. The other person. Only give that which will be received.
Be in a board meeting and someone comes in off with, somebody says something and I just pop off with a smart ass comment. Where is it coming from? That's not me. But obviously it is me because it's coming out of me. Right?
Okay, so can anybody relate to that?
Where did that come from? You know, I mean, I'm talking back to CEOs. Really? I don't have that right. But I have no filter.
That's my favorite quality about me. I love that because I've had the courage to do that and pop off to the CEOs of the company. And I did that one time.
I was like, you're not doing my job. You need to listen.
And he begged me to stay.
Well, here's the thing, guys. No right or wrong. You only have to decide what is the best experience for you, period. So you have some wiggly uncomfortableness around this. Does anybody else? Is there somebody in your life that you say things to that, oops, wish you would have said a little different?
Sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also hear that you're taking on responsibility for their emotional reaction to you. Their emotional reaction is their responsibility. what comes out of your mouth is not making them feel.
No, I totally get another. That. It's only bringing up an emotion in them because they have a reason for it to be there.
So here's the thing.
Their mother, who was a brunette, and you're a brunette, they're not offended by what you said. They're like, oh my God, a brunette just said something to me.
Right. So here's the thing. I'm only blunt and forward with people who pay me. Oh, y'all are the exception. Donate in the basket. But
they don't deserve your information.
Yeah. Only give that which will be received. So if I'm not paying you to teach me, and I'm not paying you for guidance, and I'm not paying you because I admire you and want to learn from you, I don't want your opinion. And I don't want it blunt, and I don't want it rude. But what I hear you saying is you felt like you were this one person and now some other experience is happening to you. Mm-hmm. So the whole point of me talking a lot tonight instead of just tapping is to tell you, guys, this is the year. This is the year on this planet that if you take time to get clarity on what it is you want to experience, you're going to have a big shot at it. And you're going to get more of it than you've ever gotten before. So it doesn't matter what they perceive. It doesn't matter if you're giving, you know, good information or bad information, or you're just having a vent, or you're having the sharing of wisdom. It doesn't matter. What does matter is your experience of you. Is that who you want to be? Are you being received the way you want to be received? If you're not received well by your own mind or by others, you don't have clarity on what it is you want to give. If you had clarity on what you wanted to give, it would never come out smartass, unless you were going for humor. If you had clarity on what you wanted to give, it would never come out critical unless your intention was that criticism would serve somebody.
Or yourself.
Or yourself.
Mm-hmm. I've been very critical of my doctors lately in service of myself.
And if you have clarity on that, you're going to get a good result. If you have, if you're critical with no clarity and you're only in reactive criticism, you're not going to have a good result. So there's no one right answer for all of us. The whole point is diversity on this planet. But clarity in what it is you want to know about you, get your focus on you, is what's going to take you far this year. So you want a new filter. I can tell you the fastest way there. Get really clear. What is it you want to know about you in those business meetings, in those board meetings?
What do I want to know about? I want them to know my opinion. If I do the job, you don't really have a right to stand there and dictate how. If you're sitting behind a desk.
No, talk about you. You want them to know your intelligence, your wisdom, your experience, your choice.
I want them to know the reality of what is really involved in my aspect of it.
Okay, that's clear.
If you're making the decisions for me, then you owe me the respect of asking me how's that going to affect me.
Okay, nobody owes you anything. But if you would like to get respect from people,
okay,
then you're highly intelligent. And you can figure out how to get that respect, and you can figure out how to get those people to see the aspects that you're under. If you have clarity that that's what you want. And you would probably be profoundly good at it. If you had clarity that that's what you want. Mm-hmm. But we all have this really funny little human thing called the emotional body. And it really doesn't care about getting what your mind wants. It's more interested in, they're going to hear me whether they want to or not. We all have a 2-year-old inside. Mm-hmm. And it's got some attitude. That's what you want to use tapping for. But for the proactive part, not the clearing part, you want to get so unbelievably clear that you can actually accomplish what it is you want to experience for yourself. So what I really hear you saying is you would like to be respected in your work. You would like to be validated and respected. And if people would do that, you wouldn't have to speak in a way that you felt was forceful or cocky or whatever it is you're perceiving. True?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I do have their respect. They do listen to me. I've actually
okay, but moved up. I'm not saying you want to receive respect. I'm saying you want to feel respected.
Yeah, that's probably because I do get it, but I don't feel it.
Yeah.
Sincerely. Yeah. It's like, okay, here, we're just going to keep paying her and shut her up and keep her moving. So that.
Okay, so do you see the little shift there in clarity? So if your goal for 2014 was, I want to feel respected, or I want to feel can do, or I want to feel leadership, or I want to feel joy, you guys are intelligent enough to figure out how that is. And you will never feel respected if you have to grab somebody by the collar and pull their face into yours and say, this is how respect looks. Right? So if you really figure out what you want, I'm saying that if you get so clear on it, you can say it in a sentence, you can define every word in the sentence, it's about what you can feel or experience, you will be able to create that, use tapping, use other modalities, energy work to clear the resistance to allowing yourself that worthiness experience, and then you put in right action. But most of us have wasted a lot of time. It's not a criticism. The earth hasn't supported us energetically. But most of us feel that we have wasted a lot of time not getting what we would like to experience. Or getting close, but not really. Pretty accurate? All right, so take a big breath.